Electric Studio. Got some Keithley Service Company live fan feedback coming up as well right now, though. And we've got a couple competitors. And if you want to play, you know what? We may do two rounds of this if this goes quickly enough, Matty T.
Ow.
The word cop. Wait, I do want to give away Brazilian nuts. Can we get, you think we can get Landis to go buy us a couple things of Brazil nuts?
Be very careful. Yeah.
Can you handle that? I can do that. He said he's up for it.
Yeah, basically they're just like, they look like almonds kind of, except they're waxed.
No,
just kidding.
They get them over at Walmart, but a lot of people are allergic to them that don't know it. Be very careful. I would not. I personally would not give them home.
You like these, right?
You are your mother's son.
I'm just saying. I read about it.
Well, I'm just saying people know if they're allergic to them or not.
How many people, how many times have you eaten a Brazilian nut?
Lots.
You have?
Yeah.
You are a nut.
I mean, they come in the mixed nut things. I've eaten a bunch of them.
Okay. I don't think too many people know.
And also like in the mixed nut bag where you crack the shell on them and stuff?
Pistachios.
Fine, don't.
There you go, pistachio.
Pat wanted to connect something to the World Cup, but now he doesn't care about it.
No, I just.
Brazil nuts are going to kill somebody.
I'm worried about people.
Now you got Diane downstairs all worried about it. Wow, what if we kill some of the peanut allergy? Oh my God, what are we going to do?
There's going to be another note on the vending machine.
You know what? Just in the Wild River country. They'll be fine.
It's a real life problem.
Enjoy your time down the slide for the big winner, okay? We got Matt over here. Matt, how are you?
I'm doing just fine. How you fellas doing today?
Very fine, thank you. Scale of 1 to 10, how would you say what do you say your command of the English language is?
I'd say it's about a 10.
Well, that's about 9 steps higher than the average listener, so you're doing well.
Way to go, buddy.
All right, hang on. You're going to be taking on Freddie. Freddie, are you there?
Yeah, I'm the Pele of word games.
Oh, I love it. We have two cocky word cup combatants. All right, Matt, you're in first, so you go first. I'm going to give you a word. I will give you two possible definitions. You give me the correct answer, you get a point. First 1 to 3 is the big winner.
All righty.
The word is lexicon. Lexicon.
Oh, man.
And the possible definitions are a dictionary or communication. That's kind of a tricky one. What's that?
I'm going to go ahead and go with definition. Dictionary.
Dictionary is correct, sir. Correct. Very good. All right, Freddie. Let's see if you can count to that.
Dictionary.
Oh,
sorry.
Matty T, I'm not sure on the pronunciation of this, so tell Landis to weigh in. Is it comestible or comestible?
Comestible.
Comestible. Comestible. Never seen this one before. Freddie, is it easy to burn or edible? Comestible.
Comestible, that would probably be edible.
It is edible. Freddie, very impressive.
Yes,
all right, here we go. Back to you, Matt. The word is eleemosynary. Eleemosynary.
Excuse me?
For charity or charitable or averse to work.
I'm going to go with the second one.
It is, unfortunately for you, for charity. So that is incorrect. All right, Freddie.
Yes.
Herodan. Herodan, muscular and large, or a a muscular and large man, or a scolding, vicious woman.
A scolding, vicious woman.
That is correct, Freddie. 2-1. Oh man, these words are great. Back to you, Matt. Lugubrious, lugubrious, verbal deception, or mournful or gloomy. Lugubrious. Pat was feeling very lugubrious today, or is it
origin of
Pat,
word, please?
Pat was guilty of being lugubrious.
He was arrested for being lugubrious.
Yes, he was arrested for a lot of things because he had his shirt off. Anyway, Matt, what do you think?
Oh, man, I'm going to have to go with the second one again.
Second one is correct. We're tied at 2 apiece. All right, next point wins. All right, you ready, Freddie?
Yes.
Are you ready, Freddie? That's so funny.
you're so funny.
All right, the word is clamber. Clamber. To crawl or to shiver. Clamber.
To crawl or to shiver? I would say to crawl.
It is to crawl. You are a winner. Congratulations. Matt, great performance. It's our first 3-2 game, so come back and try again some other day.
Indeed. Congratulations to the other fellas.
Oh, look at that. What a...
Congratulations, Matt. You're awesome. What a appreciate you, man.
Why don't you guys get a room?
Yeah, geez. Why don't you get married?
I like... It's legal now. I like the fact that... they were so gracious in victory and defeat. I mean, that's so rare.
That's real sportsmanship.
Oh, tell you what, we've got some other good words here we'll get to later. All right, the Word Cup. Expanding everyone's mind, both winners and losers. Keith Lee Service coming live. Fan feedback. Again, KeithLeeService.com. You can call them today at 501-734-8079. Top quality service for commercial refrigeration equipment, ice machines, and commercial and residential heating and air. Aaron in Little Rock says, I remember Wild River being open late until 9 o'clock when I was a teen, and I'm 34. Will that ever be brought back? Good question. Pat, would you ask Chris when you see him tonight?
Absolutely, I will.
Ashley in Little Rock, Justin Austin Cubs story. Travis Wood put in the game in the 13th inning as a pinch hitter Monday and gets the RBI double that wins the game. I knew that. More to the story, his wife was watching from their home in Chicago. She jumps up in excitement as Travis gets the hit, which sent her into labor. She was about 4 weeks early. Delivers a baby girl 4 hours later. Travis was flown back to Chicago to be with his wife, two-year-old son, and newborn baby girl. What a night for Travis Wood. That I did not know. Congratulations to the Woods. Thank you, Ashley, for the information. And what a crazy way to have a baby come early. Daddy, they should name the kid Double. Or maybe they should name the kid Miami, where they were playing. Or little baby Marlon Wood. Except it's a girl.
Montana. What about Montana?
There's a...
Took Miami by storm. Tony.
Tony, I like
Manolo.
That.
Manolo.
Montana
Wood.
A lot Wood.
Of ways you can go with that. Montana Wood. What's
like
wrong
that.
With that?
There's nothing wrong with that. What about Splintered? What about...
No.
Okay.
No. No. No.
All right, good move. That's pretty cool, though, and it's pretty wild, and it's pretty strange, and that's pretty awesome. So congratulations. Danton and Conway, I almost swerved off the road laughing when the guy in the background said he'd marry a woman that could swallow 69 hot dogs. I didn't hear that. Chris and Benton, Justin, there's always Golden Tee tournaments. That's your gig. I am not that great at Golden Tee, though, it turns out, because I played a lot of people who are way better than me. But I'm better at Golden Tee than real golf.
I'll tell you
for
something
sure.
about Golden Tee. You cannot make a mistake. I mean, one mistake,
yeah.
and you're looking at a loss.
No, you just have to pray that the other guy screws up, too. It's always the guy trying to go for a par 5 and 2. And if you make it, you're in the driver's seat or the catbird seat, if you prefer that phrase. But if you make it, if you knock it in out of bounds or something, look out. A guy who wins an open face. No, I can't eat that. I can't eat that. I can't read that, Kev. I'm not reading that. Laura says seeing someone stuff hot dogs in his mouth is not hot. Thank you, Laura. Okay. I appreciate you.
I just needed a female perspective.
Okay. She likes to watch guys eat oysters.
I would.
Kev says. Ooh. What are the majors of competitive eating? I think there's only one major. It's the Nathan's Hot Dog Eating Competition. Although, look out for a coming soon to you, a Razorback Pizza Off and a Butcher Shop Prime Rib Eating Competition. You know, they did do a corned beef eating competition down at Oaklawn a few years ago.
I would participate.
The Black Widow came.
No, come on.
She did. What's her name?
From the Avengers?
She's called the Black
Widow. She's competitive eater. Yeah, the Black Widow.
Lee?
She's an Asian woman. She's a very...
Is it Lee? Is her last name Lee?
It's not Bang Ding Ao, Pat.
No, Lee, I believe her name is... What is her name?
I can't remember. I should have asked him, what's your favorite food and the worst thing you ever ate? Jay in North Little Rock, I apologize.
Sonia Thomas.
Okay, Sonia Thomas. That's it.
Or what? That's not. I don't know.
Okay.
It is.
Danton and Conway says, I think hitting for the cycle is harder than a no-hitter. We're talking about this because
I agree.
Missed it last night. Clayton Kershaw had a no-hitter. I disagree, and I'll tell you why in a second. He says, you can still have base runners through walks and errors. Perfect game is the hardest in baseball. I agree with that part for sure. The thing about, and you talked about somewhat having a lucky deal with opportunity, and that's really what hitting for the cycle is about. You've got to have the right situation.
Sure.
You got to get a little bit lucky. I think a no-hitter, and you're only thinking about it at bat by at bat in most cases. Now, the last one may be tough, unless it's a single or a home run, but I think if you're trying to get a double or a triple, that's a tough deal. But in general, you're just going up there and trying to get a hit. With a pitcher, though, it's in your head. If you go perfect or hitless for 7 innings, it creeps into your head and it's hard to perform. I mean, we all have that
I
issue.
I agree. And to the point of it being lucky, there's no doubt about it, I think what makes it so difficult is the chances and the opportunities that you have to have during a game to actually get up when they're to have the opportunity to hit for the cycle. It's to me, it's something that there are so many factors that weigh into it, whereas it seems like a pitcher, take it away from his fielders, he controls a lot of that, what he does.
Yeah. We were talking about no-hitters earlier, 294 total, 16 games, though, in which somebody's hit 4 home runs.
That's surprising.
So that's much more of an elite group. Also, 23 perfect games, which, let's be honest, Kershaw should have been 24 last night.
He should have been.
One inexplicable, inexcusable, unexpected, and very hard to understand error. Just a complete gaffe by Hanley Ramirez. It's unfortunate. It's one thing not to field the ball cleanly, but if you do, to not make that short throw when you've already run halfway across the infield is forgivable, but certainly hard to swallow, I'm sure. But 23, so think about that. 23 perfect games, 16 four home run games. I think 59 in golf is the same. That's an elite group of unbelievable single-day performance events. I think you also have the 12 three-pointers in the NBA. It's a little bit different.
Yeah, it's tough to compare those.
But and again, football-wise, I have a hard time coming up with anything. Maybe if a kicker made like six field goals in a game or something, because it would get in your head. It's like, man, I made five. Holy crap. You can't help but have it sink into your head.
With how pitching is, I know it's not an individual sport, but it is so much of just you versus the batter.
Right.
And how you perform. With golf, I can see the same way. You versus the course and how you perform.
Kicker, same way.
Although a lot of it depends on your offense.
No, I know, but I'm just saying once you're out there, I mean, it's you and the ball
sure,
and your holder.
Yeah.
I mean, you got to have some help, obviously. The snap's got to be good. The hold's got to be good. They can't block it. The line's got to block. I mean, but in general, it's you.
Coach Hess has confidence in you.
If you're battling against yourself and you're having a battle against your opponent, there's only a few situations in sports where you do that, and that's one of them. Golf is another one. And also the kicking thing because you're trying to stay out of your own head and just perform. Mm-hmm. That's hard. 23 perfect games. Cy Young had the first one ever.
Although Clayton Kershaw, as you said earlier, that's probably the most dominant no-hitter that we've seen of all time.
What's the record of strikeouts? That was something we did not talk about. What's the record number of strikeouts in a no-hitter? That would be my question.
He had, what, 15, right?
Yeah, 15's a lot. This, according to Larry Brown Sports, it says, when it's all said and done, or at the end of the day, if you prefer, it will go down as probably the most dominant no-hitter of all time. He received a game score of 102 for his outing. That's a metric invented by Bill James, who's the rotisserie baseball guy, that measures the dominance of a pitcher's outing, and it's one of the favorite statistics, according to Larry Brown Sports, to evaluate pitchers. It's points for each inning completed after the fourth, add a point for each strikeout, subtract two for each hit allowed, subtract four for each earned run, subtract two for each unearned run allowed, and subtract one for each walk. According to ESPN Stats and Info, Kershaw's 102-game score is the second-highest game score in the last 100 years. Only Kerry Wood's 20-strikeout game, which is a one-hitter, was higher, 105, and this was a 102. 15 strikeouts, third-highest ever in a no-hitter, so there's your answer for that. Nolan Ryan did it twice. He bested it twice. 17 hitters and 16 hitters in separate no-hitters. That's pretty amazing. And Ryan had a 15 no hitter too, or 15 strikeout no hitter too. So Ryan had a 17, a 16, and a 15. So did Don Wilson and Warren Spahn, both had 15s as well. Dodgers have 22 no hitters in franchise history, most in the major leagues. 24 days between Kershaw and Josh Beckett's no hitters is the shortest span between no hitters for by pitchers on the same team. I must have been off when Beckett got his. I missed it.
It was probably a few weeks ago.
Is he in Boston? Where is he?
Dodgers.
He's in LA too, huh?
And well, it really was a, you know, it's a guy that you seem like has certainly seen his best days as a pitcher. Comes out, throws a no hitter.
It's crazy. Well, and that's what you were talking about earlier.
Yeah.
You just never know. Another tidbit here you might find interesting: the odds for the 2014 World Series. The Oakland Athletics went from 9-1 opening on June 2nd. They are now at 6-1. I don't know what the preseason odds were. San Francisco Giants were 7-1, now 6-1. Tigers 6-1, now 15-2. The LA Dodgers staying steady at 8-1. Let me guess, yesterday probably did not hurt their odds any. St. Louis Cardinals 9-1 on June 2nd, now 17-2. Then the Blue Jays, Nationals, Angels. The three teams that are least likely to win the World Series are now the Arizona Diamondbacks, the Houston Astros, and the San Diego Padres, all at 500-1. Glad I don't root for those teams. Josh. Josh hung up. Goodbye, Josh. It was fun while it lasted.
Landis has some info for you.
Nobody cares about Landis. Just kidding. What do you got?
It's on the screen.
I can't rate it. I already moved up. I'm sorry.
Oh.
OU. They will be... Oh, I can't wait to find out what this says. This thing is really bugging. Oh, I'm going the wrong way. That's why. I'll pull it up here. Landa says, Jonathan Sanchez, July 10, 2009, 11 strikeouts, no perfect game. What about that?
Well, we actually want to know the most strikeouts in a no-hitter.
Yes. Can I get Hog Freaking Wild in here before we move on? What's up, buddy?
Good morning, Justin and Pat.
Hi, buddy. Still just morning, barely.
Hi, buddy.
First off, I just went by and got a boomerang car wash, and I just want to brag on how good of a job they did.
Did you just get punched?
I just got punched, baby.
That place is spectacular. I've never been to a...
But I did get punched.
I've never been to an automatic car wash that is so fantastic as that place.
You know, and it's, I'm in my mom's car, and took care of her car for her, and I'm not familiar with it, and those guys were got kind of uptight with me, but you know, I was just making sure I didn't hit nothing.
Hmm.
Also, you know, you had the guy from Wild River Country in earlier.
Yeah.
And back in the day, Tommy's old station used to promote that, and we went to every adult night that they had, and it was a blast every time. And I would be in that group that would, you know, get on them to have it again, because right. It is a blast.
You don't have to get on them because it's all set.
I would agree with them that they need to have it again. That's what I meant.
Well, they're doing it. You talked them into it, Wild Freaking Hog. Hog Freaking Wild.
Pat.
Yo.
I want you to do a cannonball in the kiddie pool.
Fine, I will. I'll take out a couple of kids while I'm at it. I don't care.
Flash some of those soccer moms that are sitting close.
How are you? All right, buddy.
All right, guys. Y'all have a good one. Keep up the good work.
Take it easy, my friend. Take it easy. Take it easy.